This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two, Wednesday. Hour one flew by. Come on in, stay a while. The movie is Air. It comes out, I think, first week in April. And Sonny Vaccaro is one of the stars. He's played by Matt Damon, and Sonny worked for Nike for a long time. He is the one largely responsible for getting Michael Jordan to go to Nike. It's Sonny Vaccaro and Michael's mom, if you see the movie, who played by Viola Davis. They are responsible for Mike, because Mike was going to go to Adidas. But we'll talk to Sonny Vaccaro about the recruitment of Michael Jordan back in the early 80s. This program brought to you by, as always, the great folks at PXG. You can go to pxg.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. I changed to PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. By the way, two full nights, the world's biggest superstars square off at SoFi Stadium. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. It's live, April 1st and 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The kickoff show starts at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, only on Peacock. Speaking of SoFi Stadium, apparently you just don't get that much for a couple of, what, $3 or $4 billion. You got a wonderful football stadium. You got the Super Bowl. You won the Super Bowl, and then we were wondering, would the World Cup be held at SoFi Stadium? And we'll go to our soccer correspondent, Seton O'Connor, on that. Why is SoFi not going to be able to host the World Cup?
Well, despite, I think at the time of construction, they were aware the World Cup was coming to the United States,
yeah.
Or at least the possibility of
yeah.
it. But apparently, SoFi Stadium in L.A., its pitch, Dan,
Ooh.
Is too narrow to host FIFA's showpiece event, the World Cup.
Okay. By how much?
It would take out like something like 10,000 seats or something like that, which that also then lowers the capacity threshold that FIFA requires.
Oh.
So if you took out the seats to expand the pitch, now you're down too many seats. Yeah.
That would be a conundrum.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
So there wasn't some type of meeting with a bunch of engineers, you know, 8-9 years ago, and they said, you know, World Cup, we got to make sure it's blank yards long, blank yards wide. And some guy named Bill just goes, nah. I mean, they knew this was coming, like you said. This is, can't be a surprise.
Well, I understand with a hockey rink that not all hockey rinks were the same dimensions for a long time. I don't know if that's still the case, but you can't do that for soccer. You can't do that for football. You can do it for baseball. You can have your own dimensions there, but that would be a little bit of a problem. Would we even have noticed? I mean, I don't know how egregious this is. Like, oh, my God, they're 20 feet, you know, off. But wouldn't you think, okay, what can we not hold at SoFi Stadium? Nope. For this amount of money, $4 billion, we can hold anything except for the World Cup.
Okay, sorry, I thought this was America, okay? football, American football.
And by the way, Los Angeles is a soccer-crazed town. They love their soccer there. Yes, Todd.
Now, when the foreman of the project was using a tape measure, that should have alerted some people that this may not be the dimensions that we're looking for. Oh?
I mean, a tape measure is a valid measuring instrument.
Maybe
for a stadium.
Yeah, I think he should have used a tape measure.
If you're working on the dimensions of something as big as a multi-billion-dollar stadium and using a tape measure, something may be off. That was the point I was trying to
say. Good morning to those listening.
Say good morning.
Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. Nearly 400. I hope there's still 400 cities that carry this program.
Take measure, Dan.
Yeah, Peacock carries this. Our streaming partner, download the app. You can watch for free. Japan beats USA to win the World Baseball Classic. And this is how it sounded. The final out as Shohei Ohtani faces Mike Trout.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
It was a lot of fun, and baseball's had a great 6 weeks here with new rule changes. I know that Edwin Diaz got hurt during the World Baseball Classic, a freak injury. Altuve's was a baseball injury with a broken thumb, but I know we got to wait 3 more years, but there's a whole lot of momentum attached to this, and I thought it was a lot of fun. The atmosphere was fun. It's difficult to say to baseball players, hey, be ready to go playoff mode in March. Because spring training is, you're supposed to be getting in shape and it ramps up to the season to get ready for opening day. Now you're asking them, you're going to be in playoff atmosphere here. And that may be the only playoff atmosphere that Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani are in this year. And Ohtani, this was wonderful. You know, if you want to showcase, and he showcased. It should be showcase Ohtani because what he did. Yeah. Okay, Todd. How about that?
All right. I'll give it to you. Oh, I'm a little upset that you didn't like the tape measure, Joe.
Were you listening to me?
I caught the last part of that. I still wouldn't have given it.
Thank you, Todd. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter. Very proud of it. We have a new batch of moonshine coming out at the beginning of April. We'll give you all the details, and it's Azalea Moonshine. And before you go, Azalea, because I did that, Seton gave me a sample, and I went, Azalea. It tastes great. I think it's better tasting than the first two, cinnamon apple and salted caramel. But Azalea, we'll let you know, should be at the beginning of April. Yes, Paul.
Back when I was in college, Seton can attest to this. Azalea shots were the rage, man. We all were doing
them. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's like a throwback.
Mm. I didn't know you could make Azalea moonshine, but we somehow pulled it off.
Yes.
Ready to go. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Knicks Hall of Famer, Willis Reed, passed away at the age of 80. And his former teammate, Bill Bradley, who also went to Princeton, is going to join us a little bit later on as well. Clippers lost Paul George last night. I don't know the severity of the injury, and I don't even want to speculate. No update, considering it's a little after 7 a.m. in Los Angeles. But given his history, I mean, it looked bad. St. John's introduces Rick Pitino, and there was a whole lot of media there. And this is, if you're St. John's, this is what you want. Get some eyeballs on the program. Rick Pitino doesn't fail. And get some of those kids who were going elsewhere. And Marvin brought this up. He said, you got two starting point guards in the Sweet 16 who are from, one's from Queens and one's from Harlem. I mean, come on. Keep those guys in town. Yeah, Marv.
And they're both playing in the at Madison Square Garden. That's where the regionals are.
So Pitino can go there and say, hey, you want to get in the transfer portal? You can stay in New York.
He said, psst.
You don't even have to fly home. It's like, you know, the Cuban player who defected. Just say, you know what? You guys go back to Manhattan, Kansas. I'm going to stay here. Yes, Todd.
is Rick Pitino enough of a draw for these kids that maybe they had a lifelong dream of going to the Dukes and Kansases and North Carolinas?
Well, they're not even going there. I mean, one of the point guards plays for Kansas State. Like, it's not like you lost him to Duke. But I don't know. See, this is where parents would be more aware of Rick Pitino than the kids would be. What is Rick Pitino going to sell me? Now, is he going to sell the parents? You know, Deion Sanders is selling the parents. Is Rick Pitino going to be able to sell St. John's basketball to an 18-year-old? And that's going to be, you know, the tough part of this. But if I'm Rick Pitino and I go into your house and you're in the New York area, I'm telling mom and dad, your son's going to stay at home. You're going to be there for every game. We're going to play at the Garden occasionally, but they're staying at home. You get to see little Tommy out there. And I'll make sure of that. And maybe that's, you know, the magic of Pitino is he can recruit, he can coach. And that's all you're asking for. It's like with college basketball. Somebody was upset, a friend of mine who went to Providence. He's like, I can't believe Georgetown tampered with our coach. And I go, you know what tampering is in college sports now? Is when your coach gets poached. But when you poach somebody, it's not tampering. There's no rules in college basketball. And you know, my friend who went to Providence, he's like, look at these coaches who are still, you know, alive in this Sweet 16. You know, there's no angels here. I go, what do you think college athletics is? It's big business. This isn't, hey, that's my father figure here. No, that it's just, he's a businessman and so am I. Where's my money? And he's going to want to know where his money is. But getting caught up in Georgetown poached Ed Cooley. Did you poach Ed Cooley when you recruit? I mean, this is how it works. This is college athletics. It's you know, the underbelly. It ain't pretty. And now you can't break a rule. It's really hard to break a rule. You know, it is. Yeah, Paul.
You know, I thought about this a lot yesterday. You said yesterday that if you were Ed Cooley of Providence, you would have stayed at Providence. Good program, Northeast.
Well, he got a pretty good bump in pay.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have gone to Georgetown. I thought about it a lot yesterday. You know, Ed Cooley was born in Providence and grew up there and was a basketball player in that area. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now is when was Ed Cooley contacted by Georgetown?
Sure.
When did he agree verbally to the job? Mm-hmm. Was he recruiting? Who was he recruiting for the past month? There's a lot of internet chatter about how that's going to work.
Yes, out. And that's what my friend brought up, you know. That he lost, what, 6 of his last 8 games? He had his house up for sale. Like, when did you realize that Georgetown was going to reach out to you? But look, Georgetown has had a full year, if not 2 years, to be looking for Patrick Ewing's replacement. Okay? So this isn't one of those, oh, the job just opened. It was going to be open. The question is, who was going to take that job? I just thought, at best, it's a lateral move for him, except for financially. Because Georgetown, you know, aside from John Thompson, what is Georgetown? It's just a great school. Providence has been a relevant basketball program for a long time. And I was surprised. But Ed Cooley had been there, what, 11 years? I mean, he'd been there, I think, for a while. And maybe he thought, this is as far as I'm going to go. Maybe I go here, I can make more money. And I'm going to be following Patrick Ewing, and that's not going to be difficult to pass up. Like, Fairleigh Dickinson's head coach was like, hey, we weren't even supposed to be in the tournament. Merrimack was supposed to be in the tournament. We got in. We had a little success. I'm taking the Iona job. Tobin Anderson's like, I'm going to follow Rick Pitino. Like, okay, he's not going to get this opportunity again because they weren't even supposed to be in the tournament. So the coaches, look, that's the landscape now. You can't be surprised at it. Or you shouldn't be, I should say. You shouldn't be surprised. Transfer portal coming up, I think, in 2 weeks. And once again, it's like recess. You just open the doors and run out. And then you hope somebody wants you. And because you can be in the transfer portal. But if nobody signs you, your school, they can replace you. It's like once you go out for recess, they can shut the door and you don't get back in. And that's going to happen to some players. Let me see. A couple of phone calls in here. Lou in Chicago. Hi, Lou. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'9 with shoes on, 175.
All right.
I'm loving all the MJ talk, and I have a story for you. I used to work for one of the brands that sponsored MJ, and we're on set at an advertising shoot. And we all know MJ's not an actor, so he's struggling with some of the lines, and the director's really working with him and taking his time, and MJ's practicing, which is a huge deal because not all these celebrities and spokespeople really take the time to do it right. They just kind of show up, do their thing, check out. MJ at one point is kind of struggling, and the director of the ad shoot says, "Hey, Mike, you know, don't worry. It doesn't need to be perfect."
Oh.
MJ, his mood instantly changes. Deadpan looks at the director and goes, "Do you not know who I am?" Sent a chill through the entire shoot. It was an incredible experience. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Lou. Thank you. By the way, on this date in 1986, something bad happened to Michael Jordan in a basketball game. Yeah, Marv.
He broke his foot.
No, I think that was 84. 84, 85? Does that sound right?
March of 86?
March of 86. This happened to Michael Jordan. And you're not going to believe it. Yeah, Paul.
He lost a regular season basketball game? Because I don't recall that happening. You'd have to prove that.
He hit every game-winning shot.
Yeah, he missed a game-winning shot? Oh, wait, no, that's not possible.
No. Do you know that he played in 1,109 regular season games and playoff games with the Bulls? He was held under 10 points one time on this date, 1986, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had 8 points.
I'm going to need a second source.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Held under 10 points in the first quarter?
Game. The entire game.
How could that happen?
Yes.
Was he in a walking boot or something, just kind of hopping around for a few minutes?
Fake news.
Yeah. Mike, 8 points. Yeah, point.
Was the game canceled at half due to lightning?
No.
Was nothing?
No, he had 8 points. Yeah. Occasionally he had a bad game. Occasionally. Well, the man who recruited him to Nike, Segway, Sonny Vaccaro, will join us coming up. What, Paulie?
I may have to jump on this story. Michael Jordan came off the bench that game. I wonder if there was an injury or something. He played, the great Michael Jordan played only 16 minutes that game, was 4 of 13, had 8 points. For some reason, he did not start. Gene Banks got the start.
Oh, Duke's Gene Banks.
Right. Charles Oakley, Gene Banks, George Gervin, Sid Green, and Kyle Macy. Orlando Woolridge and John Paxson and Michael Jordan all came off the bench for some reason for the Bulls.
Hmm. Yes, Todd.
Even off the bench, he's got to score at least 17. That's weak.
No.
That's fair.
He must have mailed it in that night. I don't know. You wouldn't think MJ would do that.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to Sonny Vaccaro joining us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Independent Living Systems, ILS, Healthcare Administration Solutions Provider, suffered a data breach. Personal information of more than 4 million individuals was exposed. Hackers accessed the system from June 30th to July 5th of 2022, compromising all this data, patients, full names, social security numbers, taxpayer ID numbers, medical information, health insurance information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton, detect and alerting you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. And crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
DraftKings has the updated lines on March Madness. Favorite, Alabama, followed closely by Houston, then UCLA, Connecticut, and Creighton. Creighton has Princeton coming up on Friday night. We'll talk to Bill Bradley, who went to Princeton. In fact, Bill Bradley once scored 58 points in a game. I think it was a consolation. They used to play a third-place game, and they'd have the title game, and then you'd have a third-place game, and I think he put up 58. But I think the NCAA record is Austin Carr, who had 61 with Notre Dame against Ohio University. I don't know if anybody scored more than that in a tournament game. Yeah, Paulie.
Hall of Famer and a Senator in the same lifetime.
Yeah.
That's not really fair.
Yeah. Won a couple of titles with the Knicks, the passing of his teammate Willis Reed at the age of 50. And I think we remember Willis Reed for one moment, and that was the 1970 NBA Finals. But it wasn't on live TV. I think it was still tape delayed back then. And he came out of the locker room. They didn't know if he was going to play in Game 7. And, of course, the big matchup with the Lakers, Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain. And Marv Albert was the announcer, the Knicks announcer, the radio announcer. And he got wind that Willis Reed was getting a shot on his injured leg, knee, and he was going to play. And, you know, back then, you know, I mean, it was just a different era as far as, you know, was anybody going to have information on that? The Lakers didn't know that Willis Reed was going to play. He comes out, and I think Marv Albert gives his signature yes, and then Willis Reed is on the floor. He only made two baskets, I think. He had two jumpers, and that was it. Walt Frazier had one of the greatest Game 7s in NBA history. He didn't win the MVP. Willis Reed did. In fact, I think Willis won the MVP both times the Knicks won the NBA championship. But I just remember Clyde Frazier against Jerry West in the Lakers. I think it was 36 points, 19 assists, and like six steals. I mean, he was spectacular. And he didn't win the MVP. Yes, Marv.
Willis Reed also won the league MVP that same year.
In 70.
And the All-Star game.
And the All-Star game. Yeah,
yep.
You're right. Yeah.
Him and Michael Jordan, I think, the only people to do that.
Yes, Todd.
And you're right. He did win the finals MVP, both 70 and 73.
Yeah. But I think he only had two hoops, two baskets early in that game against the Lakers. And, I mean, you're thinking about who's going to be the MVP and the emotional lift that he gave them. But it was all about Walt Frazier. Yeah, Marv.
Growing up, I thought Willis Reed scored 184 points that game.
Everybody thinks, oh, Willis played in game seven. How many did he have? Four. But he's immortalized. He had 4 points, immortalized, and won the MVP. And I think he only played 10 years. Was he at Creighton? Does that sound right that Willis Reed went to
Grambling State?
Oh, Grambling State. There you go. Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
But Grambling State, you know, when he came into the league, I don't know if there was a lot of fanfare because you already had Wilt in there. You had a lot of big men, and you had Lou Alcindor. Yeah, Paul.
If something like Willis Reed happened today and it's like LeBron James was out, but he got shot.
Yeah.
Oh, look at LeBron making about him, the dramatic entrance. He only scored 4 points. He didn't really help his teammates. First Take would crush him.
Austin Carr went 25 of 44 in 1970. And scored 61 points against Ohio University, the only 60-point game in tournament history. By the way, and we're waiting for Sonny Vaccaro to join us, the player from Detroit Mercy who was disappointed, Antoine Davis, he came within, 3 points of passing Pete Maravich on the all-time scoring list. And he was disappointed that, and I think he was responding to social media, like the CBI didn't invite his team even though they had a losing record. And I understand your frustration. But first of all, you played 5 years. Second of all, you had the 3-point shot. You played 60 more games than Maravich did. And you feel slighted that you didn't get to play in a tournament game where you would have passed Pete Maravich on the all-time scoring list. I mean, I don't have that much sympathy for you, but I'm surprised that the CBI has standards when it comes to who you invite. Like, I would think it'd be like, who wants to play? Like, oh, Detroit Mercy wants to play in the CBI? Come on in. Come on. It's not like you're going to besmirch our integrity here. We're the CBI. Like, if you have a losing record, you can get into the CBI.
What has happened to the CBI? They let in losing teams.
They let in Detroit Mercy. They have no morals, no integrity. You got a storyline there. This kid would become the all-time leading scorer. All right. Anybody with me on this?
I love this. He's upset.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to play in the CBI. Oh, I'd take anybody who wants to play in the CBI. All right. I mentioned that I got to see the movie Air on Monday. There was a screening down in New York. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Viola Davis, they were there in attendance. And the movie is about Sonny Vaccaro and Nike and the pursuit of Michael Jordan. And creating that partnership that really revolutionized the world of sports and culture. Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro. Ben Affleck, Jason Bateman, Viola Davis also in it. Chris Tucker has got a starring role as well. Hits theaters on April 5th as we bring in Sonny Vaccaro. How close did you come to losing Michael Jordan at Nike?
Every day. Every day was a challenge. I was the stranger. When I first met him, I never met him. George Rowling introduced me, and I knew George very well at that time. He was my best man at our wedding. But since that first day, there was some sort of a connection that you can't explain. People make, the idea this, it was like karma or something. I can't explain it to you. But every day from the first day on, for the next 3.5 months in pursuing him, was a chore because the idea for me was to help convince him to believe in this young company that might do something that they've never done before. That was the chore. And Michael was 21, 22 years old, as he is now, 40 something. He had his own mind, he had his idea what he wanted to do, and he didn't want to go with Nike, that's for sure. So it was my greatest journey. And I've had a few of these things, but the other things basically in my life, Dan, I controlled. Whether it was that first All-Star game, whether it was paying the coaches, it was seriously my idea. This was an idea that was given to me, the opportunity by you know, Phil Knight and Rob Strasser and Peter Moore, especially Rob and Phil, they gave me the okay. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever be involved on the professional side and recruiting a player that was going to be the signature of Nike forever.
But I didn't know if it was more about recruiting Michael's mom in the movie, played by Viola Davis, or was it more about recruiting Michael to Nike?
Michael was always Michael. But I knew that family, not specifically Mrs. Jordan at that time, but family was what guided Michael. So after the first meeting, I knew that the only way to Michael's heart was we got to convince his family. I didn't assume, and I don't want to think anyone is there to think that I said, we're going to go from this. I just said, I knew family was big in that short period of time. And Michael Jordan really only listened to family and then mom. There's no question.
Did Nike make Michael? Did Michael make Nike?
Let me just say this. I have no idea what history, neither do you, Mr. Patrick, but without Michael Jordan, he made everything. And he made you people in the media talk about the GOAT, the best player and all that. I'm not going to involve with that crap because I believe personally, Sonny, that the GOAT is the guy who's the best player in the generation he plays. So let's get past the GOAT stuff.
Okay.
Let's get past Michael with LeBron and, you know, and this guy and that guy. But what he was the GOAT of for Nike, start with Nike, but the rest of the world was marketing. What he did, he opened up a $1 trillion industry for people that he never met. And who are they? The athletes, and particularly the minority athletes of today's society. He opened up a venue that he could be a part ownership in.
He's Sonny Vaccaro, the former sports marketing executive. He signed Michael Jordan to that first sneaker deal at Nike. So you leave Nike, you go to Adidas, you have a chance to sign LeBron, because he wore Adidas in high school, I believe.
Yes.
How did Adidas screw that up, that LeBron ended up going to Nike?
The LeBron story is quite different than the Michael story. I knew LeBron's family, including mom and all the young, you know, Maverick, when they were 10th to 11th grade in high school. That one was someone when I made my break, it was like when I found Kobe for Adidas in 96 or 97 and Tracy the next year after that. That I did that pretty good, and I knew this kid was going to be pretty good because the people in, you know, his hometown, they brought a film to me. But Adidas screwed up the way Adidas historically screws up. Okay, they should have had Michael Jordan. This conversation in 84, Michael would have gone with them for 50 cents more for a financial part of it. They offered much more on the surface until we sweetened the pot and said, you're going to get a percentage.
Yeah.
So LeBron was ignorance. Adidas made a horrible mistake. They changed. I offered LeBron, $100 million, $10 million a year while he was still in high school. Never signed anything. We didn't break any violations. I met him and his family, and I said, this is what it's going to be. And until that moment, until the day of the signing, where you're supposed to sign, I was given permission. Dan, in my lifetime, whoever I worked for, I never spent other people's money without them giving me the opportunity to spend other people's money. It wasn't like I was guaranteeing it. But Adidas told me that, give them the $10 million a year. I go to this meeting in Malibu when LeBron flies out and, the team flies out. We're whining and dining. I was in his home. I was back, in Ohio with them. I watched them grow up and all that sort of stuff. We opened up the contract. It wasn't $100 million. They had incentives in there.
Oh.
Well, my first thing was, you're giving a guy $100 million. You're worrying about incentives. You're hoping he can play. I mean, that's bullshit. Excuse me. But my point there, Dan, is they said no. Well, the rest is history. When I opened up, I told LeBron and his mom that I hugged them, and Pam and I went over to the corner of this mansion in Malibu, and I said, you go to Nike and you get yourself a good deal. Don't tell them that we screwed up. Play the music with them, make them pay, whatever it was. So they screwed up. I don't know if we would have signed them, because I still believe Nike would have eventually gone over it. I mean, but I don't know if that's true too. This is still 2000, what, you know, one, two, three, yeah, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not ready yet. LeBron set the next thing. LeBron came in and overcome what Kobe had done. You know, by that time, you know, Kobe's a great player and all that stuff. He has a miscue, he changes shoe companies, all that stuff. LeBron was the next one. And LeBron came as closest to getting what Michael got in his own shoe, but he didn't get it out of it. Adidas screwed up.
I've known you for a long time, and if you would have said somebody was going to play you in a movie, I probably wouldn't have picked Matt Damon. I wouldn't have picked somebody as good-looking as Matt Damon. But, yeah, congratulations. But you
know what? Yeah. Well, that is more than congratulations. Matt Damon playing me. You know, Dan, you have known me a long time, and I'm so glad we get to talk about this subject, because you've been with me where times weren't so good, where sometimes you and a couple of other guys gave me a chance to talk about what it was I was trying to do, you know. So to hear, you know, Matt Damon, I mean, my God, I mean, you know, Ben and the whole cast, I mean, these guys are amazing. I mean, Ben, I mean, their background, I couldn't have picked any. I mean, who would I have picked? I never thought the day would come. This never entered my mind, Mr. Patrick, ever. So if I should die tomorrow when we hang up, okay, I'll know that I'm at peace with whatever, you know, happens and whatever talks about, because I've watched the evolution of something that very few had a chance to watch, the evolution of a human being that actually changed the patterns of America. And that evolution was Michael Jordan.
I'm happy for you, Sonny. And, you know, continue good health there in Palm Springs, and good luck with the movie.
I pray to God I get to see you and your family one more return. We make the last rodeo here, okay?
Thank you, bud.
All right, God bless you. Thank you.
And Sonny Vaccaro. Didn't expect that at the end of the interview, but hope he's in good spirits, good health. He's in good hands with his wife, Pam, but Sonny been around college basketball a long, long, long time. And I think it 1982, I've known him 40 years. And the highs and lows, good and bad, from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, and what he did for these college coaches. And to get them on board, get them under contract, and then pay them, and then their kids were going to wear Nike shoes. I mean, that's the evolution of all of this, that these coaches weren't making a lot of money. And then Nike and Sonny made sure that the coaches made a lot of money off the shoe deals. Therefore, you were wearing Nike on the sidelines and your players were wearing Nike. Yeah, Paul.
And I think the byproduct of Michael Jordan going Nike would be Bo Jackson, because they hit a home run with Jordan. And then when they get a hold of Bo Jackson, they have like the green light to create a brand around him. And, you know, Nike was rolling at that point when they brought Bo Jackson. They made him one of the most famous athletes in the world.
The movie comes out April 5th, and you don't have to know basketball, because this is like Jerry Maguire. There's a Jerry Maguire feel to this, maybe a little Moneyball feel to this, and it's well done. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Jason Bateman, Viola Davis, and Chris Tucker. And you're watching the movie, and at the time, you know, Nike wasn't Nike, what it is today. And they were looking at all of the players who were going to be drafted. And they're going down the list, and they looked at Charles Barkley and John Stockton, Mel Turpin, Lancaster Gordon, and Sonny Vaccaro kept coming back to Michael Jordan. And not spoiling anything here, but there's a moment of clarity for Sonny Vaccaro when he realizes the genius, the brilliance of Michael Jordan. And you've watched this play many, 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 many times. Michael hits the game-winning shot. North Carolina beats Georgetown. Sonny is watching it. And at the time, James Worthy was the star of North Carolina. And he would go on to have a Hall of Fame career. But Sonny looks at the play that they designed. And he says, look at this. And everybody's looking at the same play. And everybody's going, okay, yeah, he hit the jumper. Says, no, Dean Smith diagrammed a play for a freshman to take that shot. James Worthy was the decoy. And that was kind of the moment of truth, the epiphany there. It's like, oh my God, it's right there in front of me. Dean Smith already knew what the rest of America was going to find out sooner than later of the, you know, the greatness of Michael Jordan. Worthy is going to, how many times would the best player be used as a decoy, and then you're going to have a freshman take the jumper and make the jumper? And Jordan was waiting for it. Like, you can see where he knows he's getting the ball. And also, back then, he was known as Mike Jordan. Doesn't sound as intimidating.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you? Good. That's Michael. Ooh, okay. I'm not worried about Mike. Unless it's Tyson. Then I was worried about him. If he was just Michael Tyson, I'd be like, eh, all right, boxer. He's not, you know, Michael Moore. No, he's not going to.
Yeah, Michael Tyson. He's not beating anybody up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go with Michael. That would have been bad.
Thank you, Todd. Let me take a break here. All right. Get some phone calls. Top of the hour. A senator won a couple of championships with the Knicks. Bill Bradley, Princeton grad on Princeton Sweet 16, and also the passing of Hall of Famer Willis Reed. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Get some phone calls here. Yeah, I mentioned that I've known Sonny Vaccaro 40 years, and he really helped me navigate the coaching ranks there and introduced me to John Thompson, you know, some of the bigger names when I was just getting started at CNN. And I loved the sport and covered the sport, but he kind of let me into the fraternity there. And I never forgot it. And stayed in touch with him for a long, long time. And the movie is certainly, you know, verbal bouquet to him and what he did with Michael Jordan. And also Viola Davis's role as Michael Jordan's mom. Let's see. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I had a question about Cam Newton.
All right.
Would you think that he could come back as a tight end for the NFL?
Could he? Sure. Would he? No. These guys, it's like Eric Crouch won a Heisman Trophy at Nebraska as a quarterback. And he was going to be drafted by the Rams in, what, the third round, second or third round. And they wanted him as a returner. And like he could have been a Julian Edelman type. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to be a quarterback. He could have been Antoine Randall-El. So you're a quarterback, you're going to have to change. He didn't want to do it. Tim Tebow, late in his career. Because we had said it before, I'd said it to him. What about playing tight end? Nope, I'm a quarterback. Cam Newton's a quarterback. Cam Newton, I don't think, would want to come back. If I said, Cam, you can start, you're going to be a starting tight end. Carolina, let's say. Would he want to do it? I don't think he would. I don't know if he wants to play. I think he likes to tell us that he could play or that he's better than quarterbacks. You know, that he's better than the quarterbacks. Not all the quarterbacks in the NFL are better than him. He's a star. He's just not a player anymore. And he misses that. I mean, imagine that you've been an MVP, you went to Super Bowl commercials, and then all of a sudden you're 33 and it's over. Athletes have midlife crisis, but it's not midlife. It's right after they retire. Like, what am I going to do? But if you're going to maybe reclaim some of that, I would think being an analyst, I would be curious about Cam Newton. To have somebody that young and you're going to give that perspective of just playing in the NFL instead of, like, CBS has guys who haven't played in 30 years. Or NBC with Tony Dungy hasn't coached in a while. And you know, Fox has guys who haven't played in a long time. You know, get that younger person on the set. Feels like Amazon is, that's their approach, getting Richard Sherman in there, Andrew Whitworth, Joe Thomas, getting guys who are younger. And maybe that's going to happen here soon with some of these pregame shows. But I'd love to see Cam Newton, if he really loves the game, you could use him in a variety of ways. Let's see. Jeff in L.A. Hi, Jeff.
What's up, GP? How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick before we get into the Michael Jordan 10-point game, your friend from Providence that was complaining about Ed Cooley. Now, if you listen to the DP Bet Show, you would know that Bad Larry went to Providence.
It's not Bad Larry. It's not Bad Larry. It's a friend of Bad Larry's.
All right. So getting to that 10-point game, I didn't want you guys spreading, you know, misinformation about Michael Jordan. That was the year he broke his foot in 85 in the back half, and I'm pretty sure that was his first game back from his broken foot.
It says in his first game back from injury, Jordan played 13 minutes, scored 12 points. It wasn't his first game back from the broken foot. I think third game back. His next game, he had 17 points in 14 minutes, and then he played 16 minutes in a game against the Cavs. He scored 8 points.
He literally played the game on one foot. Literally.
The loss was the fifth in a row for the Bulls and saw them fall 2.5 games back of the 8th seed Cavaliers. Is that the year, though, that they beat the Cavs? And then that's when they eventually played the Celtics?
That's right. That's the Celtics series.
Okay.
He literally had three toes removed.
Is that true?
During the surgery. Correct.
I don't know.
People
and imagine the deal that Nike cut. So they signed Mike, and then his rookie year, And then his second year, he breaks his foot. Is that right? And then, so you have that huge deal. And the fact that Air Jordan is down with a broken foot. And then they said, shut it down the entire year. And Jordan said, nope, I'm coming back. And he came back with a vengeance. Coming up, final hour, we'll talk to the former senator, former New York Knick and Princeton grad, Rhodes Scholar, show off, Bill Bradley, on the passing of Willis Reed, and also college athletics now, college basketball. Former Princeton Tiger, his school in the Sweet 16. More phone calls as well on this Wednesday, final hour, right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.